This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. So we're diving into the world of Australian retail today, specifically the nitty-gritty of point-of-sale procedures. Sounds exciting, right?
It is, actually. More exciting than it sounds. Think of it as a backstage pass to every transaction.
Exactly. But what exactly is this procedure, you know?
It's the system that keeps retail humming, you know, from opening the till to handling refunds. It's the backbone of sales.
Right. And why is it so crucial for retail success?
Without efficient POS procedures, well, chaos reigns. You'd have inaccurate sales, unhappy customers, and a massive headache for management.
So give us a concise description of SXSLS002.
It's the unit of competency that covers all aspects of handling point-of-sale systems. Processing transactions, completing sales efficiently and accurately. It's essential for anyone working directly with customers in retail.
Makes sense. Why is this knowledge so vital for retail employees?
Because it directly impacts customer satisfaction and the bottom line. Efficient POS procedures mean faster service, fewer errors, and ultimately more sales. It's all about smooth operations and happy customers.
What are the key components of following point-of-sale procedures?
Opening and closing the terminal, handling cash and non-cash payments, processing transactions accurately, managing refunds and exchanges, and ensuring customer satisfaction. It's a multifaceted process, for sure.
Right. And what are some key terms associated with this?
Terms like cash handling, EFT POS, refunds, exchanges, reconciliation, and transaction processing are all central to understanding POS procedures.
Who's typically involved in implementing these procedures?
Retail managers, supervisors, and training staff play a key role in establishing and maintaining these procedures. But ultimately, every frontline staff member needs to understand and follow them.
I see. How does this integrate with other retail components?
It's deeply intertwined with inventory management, customer service, and financial reporting. Accurate POS procedures are crucial for all these areas to function effectively.
What job roles would be most familiar with this?
Cashiers, sales assistants, retail supervisors, and managers all need a solid grasp of point-of-sale procedures. It's fundamental to their daily tasks.
Okay. Are there any specific certifications or licenses involved?
Not directly for this unit itself, but related qualifications and training are common in the retail sector.
Let's think outside the box a bit. How does this relate to things like sports, family, or school?
Well, the principles of efficient processes and accurate record keeping apply everywhere. Think of a team managing their finances, a family budgeting their expenses, or students tracking their assignments. It's about organization and accuracy.
So it's not just about scanning groceries?
Precisely. The core skills are transferable to many aspects of life.
Are there any common mistakes people make with POS procedures?
Absolutely. Common errors include incorrect cash handling, failing to follow refund procedures, and not properly recording transactions. These can lead to financial discrepancies and customer dissatisfaction.
Right. What are some best practices to avoid these mistakes?
Regular training, clear procedures, and a strong emphasis on accuracy are key. Using technology effectively, like POS systems with built-in error checks, also helps.
What about the future of POS procedures? Will technology change things significantly?
Absolutely. We're seeing a shift towards more automated systems, mobile POS, and increased integration with other retail technologies. The core principles remain the same, but the tools are evolving.
Let's say a customer wants to return an item without a receipt. How should that be handled?
That depends on the store's policy, but generally it involves verifying the purchase through other means, like a credit card transaction or loyalty program data. The goal is to be fair to both the customer and the business.
Okay. And what about dealing with a customer who's unhappy with a purchase?
Empathy and a willingness to find a solution are crucial. Following established return or exchange procedures while maintaining a positive attitude can often turn a negative experience into a positive one.
Good point. What about handling large sums of cash? Are there specific security protocols?
Yes, absolutely. Security protocols vary depending on the business, but they often involve regular cash counts, secure storage, and potentially the use of security cameras and other surveillance measures.
How important is ongoing training for retail staff in this area?
It's absolutely vital. Retail technology and procedures change, so regular training ensures staff are up to date and can handle any situation effectively.
Makes sense. What are some effective training methods?
On the job, training, workshops, online modules, and simulations are all effective ways to train staff on POS procedures. The key is to make it engaging and relevant to their daily tasks.
Are there any resources available for businesses to improve their POS procedures?
Yes, many resources are available, including industry best practice guides, software solutions, and consulting services. Retail associations and government websites often provide helpful information.
How do effective POS procedures contribute to a positive customer experience?
Efficient and accurate transactions lead to faster checkout times, fewer errors, and a more pleasant overall experience. Happy customers are more likely to return and recommend the business.
And what's the impact on the business's bottom line?
Reduced errors, improved efficiency, and increased customer satisfaction all contribute to a healthier bottom line. It's about minimizing losses and maximizing profits.
So it's not just about following rules, it's about strategic business management.
Exactly. Effective POS procedures are a fundamental part of successful retail operations.
That was a great discussion. Thank you for shedding light on the often overlooked but critically important world of point-of-sale procedures.